and welcome to the first podcast for this website. My name is Jonas. My last name is unpronounceable. If you can pronounce it, it's Kiradzis. If you can't, approximate it. And I'm here to talk to you a bit about my various projects and other stuff that I'll come up with. So, first of all, Phenomenon 32, my current game. Most of you probably saw the preview, which attracted some attention. I'm very happy about that. I'm a bit worried that it'll attract the wrong sort of attention, the kind of people who are into platformers like I Want to Be the Guy or whatever it was called and this sort of thing. And this isn't really about that sort of challenge. It's more about exploration and finding things and avoiding enemies and also shooting them. Research, atmosphere, that sort of thing. I still think it'll be a challenging game, just not necessarily in that sort of fast reactions kind of way. Though I hope it won't be boring either. Well, anyway, and I'm still working on it. It's rather large, or at least I want it to be rather large. You are exploring the Earth. Now, obviously, I'm not going to build something as large as the Earth itself, but I do want to give the sense of space, of scale, perhaps, as well. And everything is there that really needs to be there in terms of what I've built so far. Enemies work, statistics work, research works, all of this stuff. Basically, all I need to do is create content. I've already recorded most of the actual dialogue, except some stuff that I have to do myself. But most of it is there, really. And it's going well. It's really going well. Mostly it's a matter of time of finding the time to work. This is, you know, really difficult. And oddly so, in a sense, because even on days when I have nothing significant to do, there's so much little shit that keeps, you know, getting more and more and more and more and somehow adds up to so much that in the end you're totally screwed. You've just spent your whole day, you know, cleaning little things and shopping and answering, you know, emails or whatever. So that's basically what's holding me back from finishing it. I am making progress. So I am creating levels and areas and adding things here and there, improving some things. You know, the fact that people were saying, oh, it looks kind of boring, did kind of make me think, oh, well, you know what, there is some stuff that I haven't implemented yet, like certain types of enemies, certain types of obstacles, trying to avoid certain, you know, broken machinery and force fields and this sort of thing. And if you do that right, it adds to the atmosphere. If you do it wrong, it just becomes sort of platforming cliches. So I'm hoping that I did do it right. And, yeah, I'm kind of happy with all of this. I know it's a big departure for me, in a sense. But then again, I don't know, you may have noticed, but I have an absolute horror of repeating myself. I just despise doing the same thing twice, in terms of art. None of my games are really similar to each other. Yes, they're all adventure games, but if you look at their content, if you look at the way that they're told, they're all very, very different from one another. Even, you know, Last Rose and Infinite Ocean, which have basically the same interface, in terms of the type of storytelling that is done, it's quite different, even though I'll grant you that there's a lot of similarities there. But still, it's a very different story, and it's a very different sort of sense that I get from them. And certainly the same is true of the rest. Yeah, The Great Machine and The Museum of Broken Memories interrelated, but they're still profoundly different in how they're told and even what they're about, in a sense. And of course, Desert Bridge is you know, something completely different, but still something that very much represents, you know, me and my idea of art. I think there's something important there. I wish more people had this kind of attitude, because there's too many people who are talented, but they keep doing the same thing over and over and over. You know, I don't know, Tim Burton, maybe even Quentin Tarantino, whom I don't, you know, adore particularly, but I think that he has a lot of talent as a director. But somehow all their films are the same thing over and over, you know. Either in the case of the first guy, imagination is great and lots of gothic stuff, and in the other case it's more about, yes, I love pop culture. And it just doesn't seem to have enough. They don't seem to challenge themselves at all. And that's something that I'm trying to avoid. Also because it bores me, frankly. I have no interest in doing the same game or the same story twice. It doesn't mean that I have to be very careful when creating something, because I always have to think, well, this thing I wanted to use there, and I can't use it here because I really don't want to use this mechanism or this idea twice. Obviously, some things get reused. I'm becoming notorious for having passwords in my games. The reason for that is really that I think passwords are an interesting kind of puzzle in that they require thought. They require understanding of the events and of the characters rather than just a sort of mechanical puzzling, which is, you know, fine and good, and I have no problem with people enjoying it, but it's not interesting to me. There is no essential difference, I think, between the sort of almost abstract puzzle solving and a shooter, or any other kind of sort of, you know, pure abstract skill where you're not really thinking. I don't think that's the kind of thinking that I consider important. I think it's, you know, just like being able to see anagrams on a word, that doesn't make you intelligent. Doesn't make you stupid either. It's just there. Anyway, so I've kind of trailed off here. Back to Phenomenon 32. I think people are going to enjoy it. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I don't know if it'll be as good in some senses as Desert Bridge, which I recently replayed and was quite amazed by, simply because I don't remember half of it. This is something that allows you to be proud of your own work, because if you come back to something quite a while later and you find that you laugh at things because you don't remember them, then suddenly the whole thing has become independent of you. So I'm proud of Desert Bridge, but I'm proud of it as I would be of a child or a pet or whatever, not as, you know, an accomplishment in that sense. It's just something that I'm glad exists, and I'm glad I had something to do with it. I think that's, you know, not a bad attitude to have, because otherwise if you're too humble in a sense, if you can be humble, but if you don't believe in the stuff that you've made, you know, then that's stupid. But if you also take too much credit for it yourself, then you're kind of strangling the whole thing. You know, because it is independent of you. And if you're sort of pushing your whole ego onto it, then you'll kill it. So, you know, just be happy that you made it and be proud of it, but, you know, leave it at that. Just in case anyone's wondering, yes, I'm still working on this thing called The Great Machine, A Nightmare. It's got a very tricky history, a very unpleasant history of things always happening when I said, I am now going to work on this film. Natural disasters, kitchens overflowing, electricity issues, computers being hacked and then falling apart, my website being hacked, just anything, just random horrible things every single time that I've tried to work on it, which has really caused me to wait, you know, 5 years before getting to this point. And that's quite scary, frankly. And I was quite far several times, and then, for example, my computer broke, or when I transferred it to a new version of Pinnacle, somehow managed to destroy the file, just fuck everything up. So it has a weird history, and I've lost contact with everyone who was in it. And a couple of the people I'm quite glad to have lost contact with. In other cases, it's a shame. I am going to finish it. It's basically my next big project once I come back from a honeymoon. Of course, if I get killed on the honeymoon, as would be fitting with the current pattern, then I won't be finishing it. But if I don't get killed, then I'm going to finish it right after that. I mean, Phenomena 32, I'm also in parallel going to be finishing my novel, which has also been around for a long time, but in that case, just because it's damn hard to write and very complex. And I'm going to finish the damn thing, and then I'm going to try submitting it to a number of festivals. And from there, hopefully at some point, it'll go on the internet. First, I just want some exposure for the damn thing. But then it will be freely available, I think. That's the way I see it. Because no one will be picking this up for distribution, not, you know, with the tools that I had to make it. Though I think it's going to be very interesting, but it's also way too experimental, essentially, to be of interest to any kind of publisher or studio or anything like that. But if it gets me the exposure, I'll be happy. You see, that's my main problem. I want to do certain things, certain very large scale and expensive things. I'm not one of these people who think that if you do something big in Hollywood, then you have betrayed everything you ever stood for as an artist, and then, you know, you're horrible. I don't think that. You can work with integrity. It's hard. But, you know, just because you're making a big film doesn't mean that it's going to be crap or that it's not artistic. I actually think that, you know, Hollywood produces more artistic films than Europe does, because most of the films we produce here are just shit. They're just, you know, pretentious nonsense with nothing to say. So I'm really hoping to get into some larger stuff, but the problem is I'm not very good at the whole politics of the thing. Or rather, I'm quite good at dealing with it when I'm in it. I mean, I have plenty of experience from the theater there, and I think I'll be good-ish at it. But what I'm not good at dealing with is just getting into the whole thing. You know, just the same goes for computer games. I mean, you've probably seen it if you're a fan or someone who has had any kind of exposure to my work or my blog. It's that I work on this stuff, but it and I release it, but it doesn't really get, you know, spread a lot. And I think part of the reason for that is I just don't do the usual things. I don't hang out on a lot of forums, and I don't, you know, bother people with my stuff. I mean, I try to tell them about it, but I don't try to build up too much hype, the exception being Phenomena 32, I guess, The point is, in the end, my work doesn't get the amount of attention that it could get. In a large part, just because I'm not very good at that. And I need the exposure, and I need it not because I want to be famous, not because I want to be rich, though, you know, either wouldn't be bad. But because I need to get into the position where I can have the tools to tell the stories that I want to tell. That is essential to me. There are so many things that I have to do. Stories I need to tell. And you can't tell those as a computer game, and you can't tell those as a novel. Some of them are just visual. They have images attached to them that you can't translate to any other media. That is the purpose of my film, and of course I'm not going to tell you anything about what it's like, except that it's really strange. I mean, the title, A Nightmare, is really appropriate in a sense. And it fits together with a lot of the themes from The Museum of Broken Memories and The Great Machine, A Fragment, and I think you'll recognize a lot in it. And hopefully it'll maybe not tie things together, but add another chapter to this grander story of Urizen and the struggle against him, essentially, which seems to be, you know, becoming part of everything that I do somehow, except Phenomena 32 right now. And now for something completely different. I'll just complain that, because I really, really would like to play a good RPG right now. I would love to play a good RPG. I just want to have that sense of exploring a world, of just, you know, finding things, and I would like to, you know, walk over a hill and see in front of me a grand, beautiful city with, you know, big medieval walls and people walking around and, you know, that sort of thing. And I want to have 1,000 statistics, and I want to have items and a horse, and I want to buy my own house, and I want a ship, and I want basically everything. You know, and I'd settle for something smaller, too. But there seems to be so little. It really bothers me. RPGs keep coming out, but they're these sort of silly, superficial action RPG things that just, they have no personality. The last thing I played and kind of enjoyed a little was Two Worlds, which was enjoyable purely on a sort of visual and gameplay level. The story was shit. You know, Fallout 3 was a fairly big disappointment to me. I started out enjoying it a lot, and then at the end I realized that it was all crap, and that the story was basically just stolen bits from Fallout 1 and 2, sort of put together with no finesse at all. It was lacking on every level, especially also dialogue and story, and the setting wasn't half as good. So, you know, and before that, the last RPG I remember playing and truly deeply enjoying was Gothic 2. You know, Gothic 3 was, you know, shit. Then the expansion was unplayable. And there hasn't really been anything that spoke to me like the old games did, like Fallout 1 and 2 and Gothic and some other games that I can think of. And it would just be really nice to get something. I did get sort of a cheap copy of what was it called, Vampire Bloodline, you know, Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines. I've heard that it's good, kind of linear, not exactly the kind of thing I'd love to play right now. And I've got some other stuff flying around, some really old stuff, Anachronox and this sort of thing, but it's not entirely, you know, what I'm looking for. And really, if you see anything, let me know. I have played the Elder Scrolls games. I think they're okay-ish. They've kind of gotten worse in some ways, and better in others. I've played quite a bit, actually, but not been very happy with most. I'm not an easy customer. I remember too many good games. So if you come across anything, do let me know. I'd be quite happy. Something kind of real and deep would be cool. Finally, the issue of feedback. I keep repeating this because I think it's important. For independent developers, there's nothing like feedback. There's nothing like exposure. And there's nothing like just getting a sense that people like what you do. And I say independent developers, I especially mean people who do this, you know, just for the fun of it, for the art of it. Not necessarily people who make money off of it. I think for those people, the best thing you can do is buy their game. Not that they don't appreciate feedback or anything like this, and not that people who do commercial games are not, you know, they're somehow less worthy. I don't believe that. But, you know, for us sort of freeware developers who just put stuff out there, and in fact, for any kind of artistic person, for any kind of person who creates a world, a story, and puts it out there, hearing about what people thought is the most important thing. It's just encouragement. You know, you just need it, because you spend God knows how many hours in a small room by yourself, usually, just, you know, working away at a game or a story or a poem or a song or whatever, and kind of, you know, you get nothing out of it. You still do it because you believe in it and because you need to do it and because it's your calling. But, you know, a bit of feedback is nice. You know, sending an email, anything like that. I'm not talking about myself necessarily. I mean, I get the occasional email or comment, and I'm happy about that. You know, it makes my day, frankly, especially if it's positive. But also other people, you know. I mean, there's so many people out there who make, you know, who do really great work, and every single email counts. You know, even if these people have had reviews on Boing Boing, you know, or whatever, you know, 6 months later, you're happy to hear from someone. You're happy for someone to tell you, you know what you're doing is good. I like it. It's fun. Keep up the good work. And you know what? If you do it, you also feel better. That's, you know, a really essential thing about humans and you know, the world in general. When you do something good for someone else, you do feel good, mostly. I mean, sometimes it's a bit disappointing when people aren't happy about it, but generally it's good for the soul, you know? So, next time you play a game you really like, or you know, you watch a video on YouTube that you think is fun, or whatever, you know, just send a little email, leave a comment, do something. You know, I made a phone call recently to someone that I quite like. I mean, they had their phone number on their website, and I said, you know what, I really love the work you do. And, you know, I hope that kind of helped make their day better and made their work more enjoyable and this sort of thing. So keep that in mind, because the reality of it is and remains, if we humans don't hold together, you know, nothing will ever work out. And we need to support each other. So do that. And that's it for me for now. I'll be back with more interesting podcasts at some point in the future. Perhaps soon, perhaps, you know, 10 months from now. You know how it is. You know how I work. Yeah, have a nice day.
License.